Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Check them out this Friday, they got new records coming in from Adele, The Rolling Stones, All Them Witches, Skillet, Roger Waters Band, The Roots, Pentatonix, Everclear, Sum 41, Kurt Cobain, all kinds of different stuff coming in. So go down there, pick up a new record, check out their growing local selection they have there. So also, they're always looking to add to it. So if you got a band and you're looking to get your stuff on the shelves at the record store, go down, talk to those guys, and they'll work out a deal. They got live in-store performances a lot on Saturdays and Sundays. The next one is Saturday the 21st with, it's a turntable takeover with Everything Went Black, presented by Fort Hands Brewery. So come down, get yourself some beer, listen to some tunes. It'd be a great day. Also mark the calendar for November 28th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Connor Lau with Brian Owen and Hands and Feet. Live in-store performance 2 to 4, November 28th. Find them online, musicrecordshop.com, Facebook, Twitter.
Hello, this is Claudette Higgins, and you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast on the internets.
This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says.
What's up, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out in Denny's with Libby Higgins. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is exciting.
Welcome to Denny's.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very classy place. Fine establishment. We're going to get some moons over my hammy later or something.
That's actually what I was going to get.
Oh, yeah. I'm a psychic, I think. little ESPN or something. Hey, so I'm excited to get to actually sit and talk with you. We met, the first time we met in person, I think, was at the Heavy Anchor.
Yep.
Outside of, I think it was the Loser show, right?
Yep.
And we got to talking, but I've been following you for quite a while with I guess the first introduction was on Vine,
the Vine program.
Yeah,
well, that's what you said, aren't you from Vine? And yeah. Then that kind of freaked me out because I think only you and another person had noticed me from Vine.
Yeah,
so that kind of freaked me out.
Oops. sorry to scare you. I haven't been on, I haven't been on Vine in like forever, but they used to watch a lot of your videos on there and Josh Arnold's videos, and that was pretty much it. Like, there was a couple of like, but it just seemed like a lot of it was the same. Just people would like take other stuff and like just recycle it on there. And
the popular Viners just get first of all, they all collab, and then they just recycle the same shit over and over. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all
right. It just recycled all, and I think it's because there's so many teenagers on the app, and that's, they're catering to the teenagers.
Right. Yeah, it felt like so many of the popular ones were always like stuff like that I saw on like Tosh.0 or something, and somebody would like cut it up and, you know, into a 6-second thing. And but
right,
I used to love what you and Josh were doing on there, and you know, Josh is definitely one of my favorite comics in town to watch. He's hysterical.
He is great.
But yeah, like it was cool to, you know, meet you in person that night to, you know, finally put a face to the name and all that, you've been doing a lot with all this though. Like you've been getting in more into stand up right now, right?
Yep.
Doing a little doing some open mics and things, and
not as much as I would like to be doing it because my anxiety is out of control most of the times.
Yeah.
And that really keeps me from doing it as much as I want to be doing it.
Right. I don't know. People always ask me all the time, like, because I hang out down there, the Funny Bone and stuff. They're always like, you know, think I want to be a comic and stuff. And I'm like, I don't have any desire to get on the stage. I'm just a big fan. But I guess that's kind of the whole thing. Like, you know, people say, you know, those that are hanging around, like, usually are trying to get involved and, but.
I did do that for a while. I hung out at a lot of mics and stuff just to see how it goes down. There was so much build up before I actually even did it. It was just like 3 years of I'm gonna do it, and then oh man, even thinking about it right now, I'm getting anxious.
Uh-oh. where did all that come from though? What makes you Are those based on real, your characters that you do and things? Are those based on real people at all, or anything like that? Or where do you? What's the inspiration to?
For my characters?
Being a performer and things, the characters and the comedy and things. And
I've always wanted to do that kind of stuff. Even when I was a kid, you know, I would do little charades or whatever for my family. But I started doing stuff publicly on a site called Justin TV. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't think so.
They sold out to that video game site. I can't think what they're called right now. But anyway, I did live broadcasting, and then I started to do characters just because I didn't want people to recognize me because I work at a school, so I thought I better put some disguises on. Yeah. So that's sort of how Claudette started. So it was a wig. But she is a lot like my grandma was, like super Christian, pretend she's Christian, but she's not really all that Christian.
Right.
Like, she pretends she loves Jesus. Yeah. Just old and Southern and
she's pretty filthy.
She's very filthy.
Yeah.
But she loves the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, she was all I remember a lot of those videos that you did with her, and they just always cracked me up. There's some of the crazy things. Well, you just did one for Halloween, I saw that on the Facebook.
I do.
It was something about Mounds candy bar or something.
Well,
like that.
That's Carla.
Oh, Carla.
Carla is.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, Claudette.
Claudette's the older lady.
Yeah.
Carla is.
Sorry.
I don't know how to explain her.
I got mine backwards. Yeah.
She doesn't ever wear a bra for some reason. And she has that mullet.
Yeah.
But Carla was good for me to do on Vine because she does, like, quick one-liners, so that 6 seconds is perfect for Carla.
Yeah.
She's harder to do in a longer segment.
Yeah. Yeah, Claudette is a neck brace, right?
Neck brace, so yes.
So that's now your official Twitter handle, too, right?
Is you got, the neck brace.
Yeah, the neck brace.
And that started in 2009. That's how long I've been on Twitter. Because Donnie Wahlberg of New Kids on the Block had a contest for a video, doing a video thing. So I did it as Claudette. And then people started calling me the neck brace girl. Like, we want the neck brace girl to win. So I was like, that's going to be my name, the neck brace.
Yeah.
So that's, I've had it all this time.
What's the backstory with the neck brace? Does she have an injury or something?
Yes, she was in the local Walmart and was riding on a motorized scooter. And she clipped the side of a swab end cap. And they just fell, like, all the shampoo and conditioners fell on her, injuring her neck. So she keeps the neck brace on because she has a pending lawsuit with Walmart, and she's also on Social Security benefits for her injury. So basically she can never take the neck brace off.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Why swab? What?
Because it's the White Trash Network, and it's...
Couldn't be White Rain or something, or...
White Rain is a little too low, Suave. It's like White Rain, Pantene, and then Suave is kind of in the middle, so...
That's, you need anything? You good?
I'm good.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I always laugh because there's that Jason Aldean song. He says, like, spraying on the White Rain or something like that. Like, there's it's a line, and I was just, it makes me laugh. Like,
Your country, you listen to country?
I listen to everything, but yeah, I just, there was a while there you couldn't get away from Jason Aldean songs.
I don't even know who that is, honestly.
Yeah. He's one of the biggest country singers right now.
Oh.
So.
I'm missing out, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, apparently. So. I listen to a lot of music. All sorts of stuff. Just
you're always at something, some event,
yeah.
Some musical or comedy event.
Well, Facebook would probably lead you to believe I'm at a lot more. I RSVP to a ton of stuff just to keep track of things and to help promote. If I RSVP and then it pops up in somebody else's feed saying that this event's going on, so I do that to help promote all my friends' shows and stuff like that. But now I do go to a lot of stuff, though, too. But it just, the way it works, though, they kick up all those RSVP things all the time on people's feeds and stuff.
Right.
But
the best part about this whole thing is that I keep nodding yes to you, and the microphone can't
right,
pick that up.
Yeah. It happens a lot. People always like, his face was like this, or, whatever. Something, it's like.
Face was like,
yeah.
What?
And then he did this, it's like, nobody can see any of that, so. It's fun. I like to try, I've been putting up the shows on, YouTube, just,
The YouTube?
Yeah. And, just like stills, I make like a little slideshow video to go with the audio, and, I try to do at least some sort of visuals, so there's like something to go with the audio, and so it's not, but for the most part, yeah, it's just... Just the audio.
So we should have the waitress over here snapping pictures of us in action.
Yeah. Yeah. Look like animatronic. That's one time I saw Aziz Ansari at the pageant, and they made some statement, I had no pictures and video and things, and as soon as he comes out, this flash is going off like crazy.
Right.
And Aziz is like, starts like laughing, making fun of him. He's like, why are you guys taking pictures? He's like, they're all going to look like the same, just because, he's standing holding a microphone. And it's like, so he's like, all right, go ahead and get them all out of the way. And he just starts, put random poses and stuff. And like,
that's brilliant.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. I would like to take one or something, but people kept, there was all kinds of pictures going off or something like that.
And unless you have a professional camera, it's going to be shitty anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Why but even bother? I don't even take pictures at like concerts and stuff anymore because why bother?
Yeah. You mentioned Donnie Wahlberg. You want to?
My boo.
Yeah, your boo.
My boo thing.
You got to. How'd that all... So it started with the video?
I'll start in the beginning,
All right, let's go back to the beginning.
Let's go back to the way, way, way back machine. When I was a teenager in the late 80s, I love New Kids on the Block, even though all my friends made me ashamed of that. And I would have done anything to be in the same airspace as them, just to breathe the same air. So, cut forward 20 years, they had the reunion, and I'm like, this is super awesome. And you had access to them on things like Twitter, and you could actually communicate with them, which was mind-blowing. So Donnie had the contest to make a video to one of their songs, and I ended up winning that. So I got to go, my prize was to go to Donnie Wahlberg's house in Los Angeles. Every time I talk about this, I feel like it's not real, but it really happened. Yeah. I have pictures and stuff.
All right.
So, he's always appreciated the videos and stuff that I would make about New Kids or about him, and he would retweet them and stuff. Then I discovered that I love John Knight, and I would tweet stuff to him, and he would retweet it. Like, we kind of, the three of us have the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, between John and Donnie, like, they know who I am. When they see me, they know now. Before, they didn't know if I didn't have the neck brace on.
Yeah.
But now they know. So, it's just been crazy that I have, we have access to them now.
Right.
Because of Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that.
I just, not to interrupt your story, but going along with that, at the other day, I was listening to 90s on 9, and Mark McGrath now hosts a show on there called Mark McGrath's 120, and just, and he said something, you know, hey, tweet at me and let me know what you think of the show, and, you know, if you had any criticisms or whatever, you know. So I tweeted, I said, hey, Mark, love the show and stuff, and he actually wrote back. He goes, hey, thanks, Brother Shane, or something like that, and
awesome.
You know, I love doing the show or something. And so, you know, obviously that's, it's a very simple interaction. It's nothing really, but for me it was really cool, like, to you know,
it really is,
to have that power to, like, you know, it could be, couldn't, you know, could be even somebody else running his Twitter account, I don't know, but it's just like, it is exciting to have that interaction, have somebody write back at, as Mark McGrath, and saying, you know, hopefully it was him, but...
Because usually they're so, they're not available to the public because they're celebrities,
yeah.
So to have that, I totally get what you're saying.
Sure, yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat to, I mean, like, I've tweeted at a lot of the guys, just, you know, comedians I like and stuff like that, like, after I listen to a lot of them on the podcast and things, and it's like, it's fun to have some sort of thing, you know, just that little bit of interaction with them, and even though it's just Twitter, but it's... It's still exciting.
But it's more than that. Like, you can tweet them before a show. Hey, I'm going to come see you tonight. And then when you maybe get to talk to them afterwards, they can remember your picture or remember your handle.
Yeah.
So you have that. It's a little bit more intimate,
right.
I think.
Sure. Yeah. So you're fly out to L.A. to hang with Donnie?
Donnie. And there were five of us all together. Another girl, see what happened. What had happened was there were two of us that won this contest. She was a professional ballroom dancer, and I was winning up until like the last couple hours, and then she got a bunch of people to help her out, so she won. But it turns out that the next couple days, Donnie wanted me to win too, so he made up his own category called Donnie's Choice, and I was Donnie's Choice.
Nice.
So we both won that. And then he had another contest. It was called like Weekend with Donnie or something. No, it was some other thing, but three other girls won, so there was five of us there. And one of our prizes was we got to make a video with him, and that's on YouTube. It's called Tony's Dream, and it's ridiculous and absurd. But my only scene in the whole video is me in the bed with Donnie Wahlberg. Hello! Best shit ever.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy that I have a history with Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like you're saying, to be, I sort of relate, for me, it's, I've been able, Steve Ewing, The Urge of, big fan of The Urge. I grew up listening to those guys and things, and And started becoming friendly with him, you know, going to his shows, going to his solo shows and stuff. And then, you know, obviously seeing me out enough, like we started, you know, and then he opened up the hot dogs shop, Steve's Hot Dogs, and I'd go down there. And so it all started, like, coming together.
Wait, he has a hot dog place called Steve's Hot Dogs?
You haven't been to Steve's Hot Dogs
yet? That's amazing.
You have to go to Steve's Hot Dogs.
Where is it?
There's the newest locations. He's got two in St. Louis. One in Tower Grove off Magnolia, and one on the hill on Marconi. So,
hashtag Steve's Hot Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. It's some of the best dogs ever. Like, they're all fully loaded. Like, the most popular one is called the Gorilla Mac and Cheese. It's got homemade mac and cheese, bacon, and onion petals on it. And they're all, like, quarter-pound Nathan's Franks.
My God.
On homemade Italian buns and stuff.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, they're awesome. Anyway, but they do, like, weekly specials. They're always changing up. There's always something along with the menu, but they always have something new. They had one a couple weeks ago. They paired up with Dogtown Pizza, and they used their buffalo chicken and stuff. Hot dog with buffalo chicken and cheese. Maybe that was it. I don't know. It was
other
awesome.
Delicious
yeah,
items.
It was there. Awesome though. It was like one of my favorites they've done. But anyway, so I get in the hang with Steve. We become friendly, and then like I've had him on the show, and then like over the summer we threw a party together for the 1 year anniversary of the show.
That's awesome.
And he played my party and all this stuff. Let me host it at his, had a hot dog buffet at the shop and all this stuff. And so anyway, just to have that go from fan to friend,
right.
You know, and then like, is pretty awesome. Like it's, you know, sometimes like you were saying that sometimes you don't think it's still real, but it's like, that's
yes.
how I feel. I have to pinch myself right now.
Right.
Like, that's like, I was telling my buddy Will, we were talking about that summer, the planning that party for the summer, and I was like, yeah, Steve Ewing texted me about booking his band. And he's like, so he's like, Steve Ewing just texted you? And I'm like, yeah, that happened. You know, it's like, it's crazy.
I totally get it. Because I fangirl. I mean, I don't fangirl around Donnie anymore. I have to keep
sure.
it together just because I don't want to look ridiculous. But honestly, as a kid, like I said before, I would have done anything to be in the same airspace and to watch them do things, and now to have them watch me do something and appreciate it,
yeah.
it fucking blows my mind.
Right, it's pretty wild. I'm definitely getting there too with a lot of other like rock bands and stuff I've been getting to hang with. It's just like, it's a crazy life that I've somehow got myself into, and
it's awesome.
Lot, yeah,
though.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, for sure. So we're hanging out in Donnie's bed.
As Aunt Claudette.
Yeah, as Aunt Claudette. And then, that was then, and then, like, then you came back home, and then you go to the concert in St. Louis or something?
I've been to all their shows they've had here in St. Louis since the reunion. I've also been to other cities. Some of the girls go to, like, every city.
Right.
And I don't have that kind of budget.
Sure. I got a buddy that tours around with like Dave Matthews Band like that, and I'm like, I don't know. I like him, you know. I like him enough, but I'm not gonna travel around going to
right.
multiple shows. Like I said, one, yeah, budget, but it's like, you know, it's like, man,
you've seen it.
Yeah, it's for me. It would like I can't justify going to the same show over and over when there's so many other good shows going on. You know, it's
right.
like. So, it's like,
well, with the new kids, it's not always just about them too. It's about all these people that
yeah.
that I've met along the way,
sure.
you know. So it's like a community of, they're called blockheads. I know that's cheesy, but like a really great community of people, mostly women, some men.
Yeah.
But you want to go see them? It's like a family reunion. I went
yeah.
to Grand Rapids this summer in Kentucky to see them. Those are easy drives.
Yeah. Yeah, I run into a lot of the same people at all the, you know, I follow Devin Allman a lot when he plays in town. Like, I'll go see him, and I always run into the same people at all the shows. And so it's cool. I actually, some of my best friends now are people I've met going to shows around town and stuff. It's just like, it's cool to...
Samesies.
Yeah, it's fun to develop that friendship like that.
And because we have the internet now, we can keep in touch.
Right.
Like, before you would be writing letters, and that's like a week in between each thing. Like, who wants to do that?
Sure.
You're probably not old enough for handwriting letters, though, are you?
I mean, I'm 30.
Do you know what a stamp is?
Yeah, right, yeah.
How about an envelope?
We used to have pen pals things and stuff, and I remember those days in school and things like that. But that was about the only time I wrote a letter to anybody. Like,
we would write... I had a pen pal in England, and we would write letters, and it would be like 3 weeks in between each letter. And now you can literally get on the phone and FaceTime them.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah. The one that blows my mind is the iPod. Like, the fact that, like, I have a... I have like 23,000 songs or something on my iPod, and like, you think about like how many, you know, in the 70s, how many vinyl records that would have been, you know, and how like how the space that would have took up,
right?
And now I can fit that in my shirt pocket. It's like, it's pretty crazy.
That's and pictures.
Yeah,
it's a camera,
sure.
And a record player.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Insane.
But yeah. Yeah, technology and all that, you stop to think about where, I mean, people, you know, you give a phone to a kid today, like, they already know how to do all this stuff.
They're, damn kids.
And I'm like, but it's like, except for, you know, growing up without the internet and stuff, the time before the internet, like, it's crazy to look at where we are today, and, like, it's nuts the how far along everything has come.
Did you ever have to use AOL?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... I remember that was where we started. We had the AOL and dial-up, and I didn't actually have it at my house. I had to go to my grandmother's, who lived up the street. So we would go... I'd go up there, and I, when I would had a homework assignment and end up talking on Instant Messenger all night to my friends and things. So...
And God forbid somebody picks up the phone while you're on it.
Oh, right, yeah.
The first time I saw, like, I guess it wouldn't be DSL, but whatever that was before DSL, where the internet was on all the time, it blew my mind. I'm like, what? And you can use the phone at the same, like, I don't understand.
All right. So you get on, how do you get to the cruise then? How do we get there?
Well, okay, all those awesome women I was just talking about really wanted me to go on the New Kids on the Block cruise. And they've had, this year was the 7th cruise. So, because it's a chartered cruise, it's like 27 times more expensive than a regular cruise. So I was like, you know, I really can't afford it. It's just not...
Right.
It's a chunk of money that I can't afford. So one of my friends, Melissa, who is just a girl I met from Twitter, started a GoFundMe, and I was so not okay with that, because I just feel like that kind of stuff should be reserved for people that need it, you know, and I don't want to cruise. Super wanted to go on it, but didn't need it. And so... I kept telling her all weekend, like, just take it down. And she said, just give it till Monday. So by that time, like, people were donating and meeting the amount that I needed for the cruise, which was like $1,700.
Yeah.
That's just the cruise part. So basically, people that I haven't met, people that I have met, people that couldn't go on the cruise but wanted me to go on, funded me going on this amazing vacation.
Right. Yeah, that's gotta feel good. I mean, it's I get where you're coming from. Like, you know, I'm the same way with that too. Another story came to mind with that. It's sad, but my dog passed like a year and a half ago, and right before all that, I spent a bunch of money trying to help figure it out what was wrong with him, and it's all on credit card. And as all this stuff, you know, like, I was just trying to get answers, and like, so I think I was like, wound up being like a $1,600 vet bill and stuff, and then just to find out like that I had to put him down. It was stomach cancer stuff, and so.
But you want to find out, though.
Yeah, I mean, I just you know, I'm trying to. He was sick, and I'm trying to help him, and then like spend all that money, do all these tests and things, and then it's like, oh, well, it's not going to do any good, and like, so it was really tough, and then we were. So this was also, we were trying to save for our wedding last year and things, and not that that's an excuse where, but it's like, so we didn't really have any of the money, and we Stacy ended up putting, my wife now, put up a GoFundMe thing, and some people suggested that, and we raised, like, the people donated and raised the $1,600 in, like, in like one day, and it was like, it was felt really good to have that support, you know, from friends and family and things. And
but that's a case where, like, it's legitimate.
Yeah, but I mean, the same sense, like it's not. I don't know. I didn't really feel like I hate asking for help at all, you know, and
right.
like to I. So I felt.
Yeah.
I don't like having. I don't know, but it felt really good when it's all done. But it's like I don't know that was the right way to do it. But it you know it. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I hate, like I said, I just hate asking for help, and it's like.
But then you like you see how many people love and support you, and
yeah.
it's mind blowing.
Oh yeah, no, it was incredible. You know, it was very emotional around and all
yeah.
that. And it's like in it, but and it just felt so cool to have everybody, you know, knowing that I have that people have my back and stuff. And
but
like,
you've probably given to all those people in some way or other.
Yeah,
and I
guess that's, you know, I do believe in. Karma or whatever, you know, what goes around comes around kind of thing, and I try to be, you know, put as much positive out there,
right.
and it's fun when it does come back,
right.
so
lots of people would write on the donation page like, you make us laugh, so this is, I'm giving this to you because you always give us laughs or something,
yeah.
which is weird to even say that out loud, like, I don't like saying that kind of stuff about myself. It's, I don't know why, but
right.
it's. And then people saying, like, I can't go on the cruise. I've never been on it, but I want you to go. People that I've never even met say that. What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to start crying. But like you said, it's emotional when
sure.
when people are
yeah.
so supportive. And it's also embarrassing being poor. So that's, like, the other part. Like,
I work at a school, too, so I don't make much money, so... I'm doing this, hoping that, fingers crossed, someday somebody's going to pay me a lot of money to do it.
Get you some sponsors. Maybe Denny's
yeah.
will sponsor
yeah, hey,
you.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Denny's.
By Denny's and
come
Suave.
Come out to Denny's. Pick up some Suave and come out to Denny's. Get your moons over my hammy.
You realize that's what I have to eat because you said it twice now.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm just thinking about all that cheesy.
It's subliminal advertising.
Delicious. Do you think they'll pay for it, though? Like... since they're sponsoring
yeah,
us.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I got connections here now, so.
Sponsored by
yeah.
Denny's.
So you ran into one of my, I don't know, we're Facebook friends. We're not, and we have a picture together, so I'm going to say he's my friend, but Adam Ray was on that cruise also.
He was.
He's become one of my favorite comics to watch. He's just, he's been killing it lately. He's been on, he's in the heat. He's going to be in the new Ghostbusters. Guy's been all over the place. And now he's on the New Kids cruise. With
which people will probably think, that is so super lame. But you can't ever know how great it is till you go on it. I didn't know who he was when I first saw him. I just saw the hair, and I was like, oh, that guy looks cool.
Looks like Jersey Shore. Kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, is he
yeah.
from Jersey Shore? And I don't watch that, so I don't really
right.
know. But then when I saw him get up on stage, I'm like, this guy's got something.
Yeah.
And he was hysterical and wonderful and really embraced the whole craziness of the cruise. Just like one of us blockheads.
Yeah. Yeah. He, I think, so I guess all that kind of came about for him. Just, I listened to About Last Night podcast that he does with Brad Williams and they...
Who's also hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. But they kind of like did before and after kind of a podcast stuff with that and I guess they talked a lot about, like, you know, I guess he'd been hanging with Joey a lot, and they, so that was kind of the end to the New Kids thing there. And I think Brad was supposed to go with him on that, and then Brad got some kind of a TV show or something he's working on right now, or something, a movie or whatever it was. But he was ended up shooting for another project and wasn't able to go on the cruise. But
I saw we have a bunch of new kids groups on Facebook, of course, but somebody had put the link to one of his Facebook posts, Adam's post, saying, like, I'm getting ready to go on a cruise with all these women. Please pray for me. It just sounded really bad. And I thought, this guy has no idea how amazing it was going to be. And then after the cruise, I just wrote, like, pretty awesome, huh? Of course, he didn't respond because he never responds to me. But it was just funny how he kind of seemed super hesitant to go on a cruise.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a little bit of that. I don't know if, obviously, it's hard to tell through audio and text and thing how much of it he's playing it up or whatever it is. But, you know, but yeah, it's, I mean, I think he was looking forward to the cruise, but yeah, I don't think he really knew what he was getting himself into.
Right, exactly.
I think he was looking forward to the vacation part of it, but he didn't really know what it was going to be like on the boat. But
so he knows Joey from the Heat, right? What does he know Joey from?
I don't know exactly where they got started, where that relationship started, but he's been on the podcast like 3 times now, and like, so they've become friendly somewhere or another, and then he comes on the show and tells some stories, and
that Boston accent is so funny.
Yeah. That that show you did was pretty good for McCarthy's or whatever. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
I'm not really big into TV, so I just see passing. I watched Lost from beginning to end. That was pretty much the only thing I've ever watched from beginning to end.
Yeah, I don't watch a ton of television myself either. Like, I'm usually more live entertainment, going to music and comedy shows and stuff. But
and I'm more looking at my phone. That's my entertainment.
Right. You ever get to listen to Stern Show?
Yes, I love Howard.
Yeah,
when he first went to Sirius, I had the whole thing in my car where it was like the stereo with this antenna you had to put in the back of the car and all that. And then I kept it for a couple years, and then I just didn't want to pay for it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the price keeps going up. Like, it's like, I don't know, $18 a month or something now. Something. I mean, it's
totally worth it, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like, for 50 cents a day to not listen to commercials, like, I'll pay that. That's a good deal.
And to listen to Howard's laugh. Yeah. When he starts laughing like that, oh, my God.
Yeah. He's one of my favorites. Like, I love the show. I love, you know, I've been listening by 12, 13 years now. And, but he, recently, like, just, month or something ago, or whatever it was, he had Donnie on the show with Jenny McCarthy.
And isn't High Pitch like obsessed with him?
High Pitch is like a huge Blue Bloods fan, and like
Blue Bloods.
Yeah, and he's like, but I think he like fantasizes about Donnie. Like, he has like a
so. And Donnie was my sister played it for me because she still has it. Right. But Donnie was totally like okay with it. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
they were definitely like, they did like a skit together. where Donnie was like, you know, his Blue Bloods character, and like High Pitch was supposed to be like Jenny McCarthy or something like that, and they were talking about, like, you know, he was gonna blow him or something like that. I don't know. And like, and that's like, they kept saying like High Pitch, are you like, are you, you know, are you gay? And he's like, no, I'm not gay. I'm like, you know, I'm like,
who's High Pitch?
Yeah. I'm Kelly Clarkson.
That's Kelly Clarkson. Do you remember, and this is totally random, it was some kind of sound bite of, I think it was Eric on the toilet holding his dog or something, and the dog was like,
oh, yeah. Man, what's Sadie? And that's his dog name?
I don't know why he would, first of all, be holding a dog while he's pooping.
Yeah, yeah.
But secondly, why was anyone recording it? But that's
that
might
have been for the Craptacular. they did a bit where High Pitch and Joey, I think it was Joey Boots, pretty sure, where they had like, they like sent him to go to the buffet and just eat as much as they could, and then they went back to like High Pitch's apartment or something, and then they were gonna like have him like poop in a bucket and then like weigh it and see who could poop the most or something.
So gross, but I love it.
Yeah, it's That's quality entertainment right there.
It really is. I like when they have the Sibian. Do they still do that?
Not as much. Like, I haven't heard that in a long time. There's a lot of things that kind of like, a lot of that kind of stuff they played up for the show, like, because they used to have Howard TV, and it was like more the visual, like,
right.
You know, they wanted
yeah.
there was a lot of things they wanted to do for the cameras, but they don't have the cameras anymore. It's just audio, so it's like, so a lot of that they kind of gone away. It's like, it's not as, I mean, it's still fun to listen to on the radio, but at the same sense, there's things that are like, it's also really good for TV,
right.
So, but yeah, it's, and I don't know, I think like, I mean, they still do crazy stuff all the time, but I think Howard's kind of dialed things down a little bit with some of it, you know, like he's been like crushing it on some interviews with like, just, I don't know. I love the show. He's a lot of inspiration for, you know, me doing this. Like, I'm not trying to be Howard, but it's like, I just admire the guy a lot, and I think it, trying to do somewhat of a, you know, be able to do some kind of interviews like him. And
do you find when you talk to people about Howard, lots of people, I feel like, misjudge him?
Oh, I mean,
and they're still holding on to that, like, oh, he's
sure.
sexist and stuff. It's like, he's really not.
Yeah.
Like, you should listen to him. He's funny.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you know, they have, like, yeah, their perception of him, and they, but a lot of people aren't listeners. That's the problem. Like,
right. They've so, never, it's like, yeah. Have you ever listened? Well, no, but.
I do find it quite hilarious that, like, you know, since he's been on, like, America's Got Talent for 4 years, like, that he has, like, a fan base of, like, kids and moms and stuff that he never had before. You know, nobody knows, they don't know his radio career, but they love him on America's Got Talent and stuff. And, you know, it's pretty crazy that, you know, just like the extremes of that, like the crazy radio show that he put on, and then like, and then being, you know, America's sweetheart kind
right.
of thing on America's Got Talent and things. But yeah, I love it all. I'm a
you miss Artie?
Oh yeah,
me
yeah.
Too.
It was something.
I'm missing.
I played a clip. You know, YouTube or something. It was a clip, and it was Artie just laughing, and I was like, man, I miss that laugh. Like, just you ever. I guess probably haven't heard it recently, but they also had they have this guy, Sour Shoes calls him,
yes.
And he does
sing
like,
songs, and
yeah.
Stuff.
But he does like a spot on Artie.
Oh, does he?
Like he gets Man. he gets the laugh and the and like, especially how like Artie would always like start laughing, like telling stuff, like, so it was like, you know, trying to talk and laugh at the same time.
Right.
Like, he gets that down pretty good. And
there's a caller from St. Louis, isn't there? That's a comedian that always calls into Howard.
Mike McRae calls in.
His name is something different. Like Donahue. He's a comedian, yeah. And oh my god, what's that guy's name? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Chad Donahue, I think.
Okay.
But he's like a regular caller on there.
I know
Chad from St. Louis.
Yeah. I know Mike McRae calls in as like one of the guys that ran for president last time, Romney. Yeah, that's it. He calls in as Romney all the, like every now and then. Actually, that's what I was listening to as I pulled up in the parking lot. But yeah, he only calls in as in character. He doesn't ever. They don't ever really say it. But
my all-time favorite thing ever that happened on Howard was Sal and Richard prank call. And they called somebody and said that there was a werewolf or something
oh, yeah.
in the barn. There's like werewolf sounds in the background. But he said, like, he's wearing Uncle Timmy's Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt. It's a werewolf. And the guy's like, call 911.
Yeah.
It's like, there aren't werewolves, sir.
Sure. Yeah. There was one, I was on the way in also, I was listening. And they played a Sal and Richard call from their Jack and Rod show. They do their fake radio
oh,
show.
Yes.
And they had a guy on that was supposed to be, you know, promoting his book on their show. And they get a letter or something like, you know, hey, it was our producer, you know, or something like that. And he's like, hands, like, you know, makes it sound like they're handing him a piece of paper. And he's like, oh, we just got word we're fired or something, you know, and like this, and then like Sal just starts like crying and stuff, and he's like, and then they play like a drop of like somebody calling, like his wife calling, or like he was like, let's go ahead and take some phone calls, and he's like, and his, you know, it's like,
Jack
and yeah,
Rod.
You're like, you're a loser, don't bother coming home, or something like that. And he's like, honey, I just found out, oh, you know, and the, so he's crying, and they're still trying to talk. He's like, the guy's supposed to have some kind of advice book or whatever, some kind of deal like that. I'm like, could you give us any advice on this? And he's like, yeah, I think it's, and then Sal, like, he's like, oh, that's it. I'm, you know, and he gets like a gun, you hear gun cock, and he like shoots himself. And, so the, you know, the gun sound goes off, and, the guy's like, you know, the book author, the author is all like, oh my God, you know, and then it was also like one of the least, like, you know, concerned reactions for a guy that just killed himself on the radio, like, and he was like, oh my God, you know, and then like, he said to, you know, this, oh yeah, so Rod, Richard Christie's like, he's like, you can go ahead and plug your book if you want or something. He's like, you
know, this Richard's
guy,
the
yeah,
best.
This guy just killed himself, but you can go ahead and plug your book. And it was that what cracked me out. That was those guys are. I
love when he does. Richard does like grandma voice.
Oh yeah, sure.
The best.
I'm a huge fan of his dad.
He's
his,
good
his
too.
His dad calls in.
Your possum dad.
Yeah. Hey Richard, it's your dad. Like,
that's spot on.
Howard cracked me up the other day because like it was right after the call that you know they played a clip of Richard's dad calling and the voicemail and. And he's like, then Howard does his impression, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have some fried raccoon asshole tonight or something. You know? So he's always eating, like, the craziest,
oh,
like, roadkill things. And
ooh.
They went to, I remember watching a Howard TV back when it was on, and they went, it was like a, you know, kind of like a, on location, they went to Kansas where Richard's home and all this stuff, and they were hanging out with his family, and they went with his dad. Like Richard likes eating at this place called Taco Tico, which is like apparently it's like
Taco
you know
Tico.
It's like worse than Taco Bell. It's like you know this. And he was they went there, and his dad. I remember always because I still use the quote a lot, but his dad he goes, I'll just have one of them. Quesadillas or something or whatever you call it. And, so.
Oh my God, a quesadilla sounds really good right
yeah,
now too.
Quesadilla.
Can I get a quesadilla on my moons
yeah.
over my hammy?
Yeah.
Pronto. His dad reminds me a lot of the Beavis and Butthead creator.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, that's why I think of Hank Hill like in you know, the
same
stuff.
Yeah.
But I think of. God damn it, Bob. Like, you know, those are the boys have been whacking off my tool shed.
I like a large fry pie, large coffee, pronto. And then Beavis was in there cooking mice in the fryer. Totally got distracted because
yeah.
I love Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they, one of my favorite Beavis and Butthead moments is in Beavis and Butthead Do America when they meet, like, their dads. In the desert, you remember that? And he goes, "You want to see something really cool?" And he farts on the fire, and I'm like, blows up. Like,
no,
but yeah.
My favorite Beavis and Butthead moment is when Beavis took an eye exam and he couldn't read, so he got all the letters wrong when he was doing that. So he had like these huge glasses,
yeah.
but he was going.
Yeah,
you can't really see that,
right.
but he's looking around with these giant glasses. That's my all-time favorite Beavis moment.
Yeah, yeah, they're, I don't know. I remember, like, so I grew up, you know, in that time when people were, like, ripping on Beavis and Butthead and Marilyn Manson and Eminem, that, you know, this is, you know, these are the reasons we, you know, kids are acting out these days or something,
oh,
all this stuff like that, and it's like, I don't know, I think I turned out all right. Watching Beavis and Butthead and listening to Eminem albums and all this.
I love both Eminem and Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
I don't know that I turned out all right, though. I've got some issues.
Yeah. That, what's his, Mike, Mike Judge,
Mike
right?
Judge, yeah.
He was on a podcast, Nerdist podcast, I believe, a while back, and it was really interesting to hear. And he's been on Stern, and he does there we go, full circle here. He was on Stern, and they always rip on Richard because apparently when on King of the Hill, when Cotton died.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, well, Cotton was the old man, I guess Hank's dad or something like that. I don't know, I don't watch the show much either, but apparently when he died on the show, like, Richard, like, bawled like a baby and stuff and gets emotional talking about it, like, it means that much to him and things. And like, so when he had, he was talking to Mike Judge about it all and stuff on the show and things, but, like, I don't know, pretty... It was interesting listening to Mike Judge, like, do those voices on the show and stuff. Listening
right.
to him do Beavis and Butthead and things. And it's pretty crazy how much he's created in my life, you know, just from his mm-hmm. mind, you know, the Office Space and stuff. I mean, just how much he's been a part of.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, that Office Space movie is incredible. And it gets funnier as I get older. Like, it just, I relate so much more to
agree.
It.
I agree. I'm going to have to watch that soon.
Yeah.
I just can't sit down and, like, watch movies and stuff. I just...
Yeah.
I don't have ADD or anything. I just...
Right. Anyway. We,
That was a big tangent.
We got a little off there, a little tangent, but...
Beaver and Butthole.
So, Adam, you were talking about... He, like, did this song at the end of the cruise or something like that, right? Like,
well, it was Joe McIntyre does a thing where he does duets with fans. Like, he'll pick them before the cruise. And then he came up at the end, and he had written lyrics to the Say Something,
yeah.
to that song. And it was perfect, especially to have a man come in with all these crazy lunatic fangirl women and totally get it and see it.
Right.
And see that it's so much more than just, like, a cruise.
Yeah.
Was hilarious. I'm definitely a fan of Adam now.
Yeah. Oh, he's great. I'm hoping... he hasn't been back in a while, but I'm hoping he goes back to the Funny Bone or even... We got Helium.
Helium, yep.
Yeah, so... which they got. I'm hoping those are all for real. But they, some of the stuff they posted on their Facebook, I don't know if you got to see that. But
I saw a little bit. I was.
Yeah, they got like one of my favorites, Nick Baderot. It's gonna be there. He's a local guy who's taking off, and Dave Attell, like in January and stuff.
I did see that because I was like, wow.
Yeah. Joey Diaz and. I can't even know. Anyway, pretty stacked lineup they already, and they haven't even, I guess they're opening.
St. Louis needs another comedy club. Because, I mean, Funny Bone is great, but that's only one mm-hmm. venue.
Yeah, well, two now. They got the Bali Park going. And
that one is, like, not even a Funny Bone, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a different, and I've done the mic there before, and it was good, but it was just different. Mm-hmm. Atmosphere.
Sure, yeah, it's a...
You have different material at that one.
Yeah.
Totally different material.
Yeah, for me, like, it does, it's definitely a lot different, because I, you know, been going to Westport so long, like, that's what a comedy club feels mm-hmm. like to me, like, you know, so for me to go to Valley Park, and it's like a totally different vibe to it, it's like, it's really a lot different, but I also do, like, I don't know how Helium's gonna be, if it's gonna be, I don't know how big that's gonna be, but, I do like some of, like, I went to Kansas City and they have the Improv out there, mm-hmm. and it was awesome to be, like, in a theater like that, kind of a bigger show. Got to see Pablo Francisco out there and Robert Schimmel before he passed, and, like, it was really something special for me to, because I'm a huge fan, and I'm glad I got to see it before he passed.
So it's not like an more intimate setting? That
Improv's a little bit bigger. Yeah, it's more of like a theater setting. And they actually serve dinner and stuff.
I like the club, the real small, like, smoky, dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, if I mean, improv was about maybe like the size, like the pageant, like the,
oh, really?
The lower level, not mm-hmm. the balcony and stuff, but just like the probably about the floor level, something about that size. And they had tables and they served food. You could order dinner,
oh, wow.
dinner and a show kind of thing.
Speaking of,
yeah, hey,
moon's over Miami,
yeah,
see?
With my quesadilla.
I want a quesadilla on top of a moon's over Miami.
Yeah.
I just recently started doing improv.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna actually. So you went to the STL Up Late show? Did you go? Did you make it to that?
Yes, I did. Their first taping.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool to see. It was completely different than their live shows.
Yeah.
In that. The sketches and stuff won't be featured as much on the TV show,
okay.
Which kind of makes me sad, because there's a lot of amazing people on that show. Rafe Williams, for one. Big fan. You know Rafe?
We're Facebook friends. I haven't actually met him in person yet. But
he's probably the funniest guy that I know in real life,
yeah.
Like, not somebody from the internet.
Right. I've been watching the videos that they put up for STL Up Late and things.
They're top-notch shit and hysterical.
Yeah. Bobby Jaycock's been on the show twice. He's become
Bobby's
one of my favorites to watch. He's
amazing.
Yeah. I know he contributes a lot over there.
There's a lot of people that are working on that show that are so funny and so creative.
I just started laughing thinking of Bobby's dad kiss video. So that's a good
one.
Did
he do that one with Rafe?
Or
Steve Rains.
Steve was in it as at the end, like we're at the bar, and I think Rafe might have been his dad in that.
Rafe always plays the dad, which is so hysterical to me. Rafe and I did a music video this summer together with a guy named Ricky Montgomery, who's also from Vine. I met him through Vine. He went to New York and worked with Adult Swim for a while, and then came back here, and we were part of that video where we were coaches. I was a coach that was smoking cigarettes. Now Ricky's back in LA doing awesome stuff.
Yeah. What? Who's that other girl you...
Chelsea Lynn.
Chelsea, yeah.
Damn, she blew up, too.
Yeah, she's great, too, yeah.
Trash Tammy.
Yeah. Yeah, what's her Reba shirt and stuff?
And the best part, when we met in Vegas last year, like, she wore that outfit the whole time, and I pretty much wore my ridiculous stuff the whole time. Me and her are soul sisters.
Yeah. I thought that was great, because, like, I remember watching some of her stuff on Vine as well, and then, like, and then that one video, like, where something, like, about a... You know, she like goes up to the car or something. It was like a pack of smokes or whatever.
Yeah, you got a cigarette.
Yeah,
a
cigarette.
We don't smoke.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But the best part about those kind of videos is that people don't know if they're real or not,
sure.
And they just fucking explode.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is I was so convincing. People thought that was like a real news interview or something like that.
And then they go crazy. It's like, this is what's wrong with America.
Yeah.
No, you're what's wrong, because you don't know what's happening. Like,
right.
Why would somebody be sitting in their car filming, first of all, like that? She's been in two movies now.
Oh, yeah?
Because of Vine.
Huh.
So it's crazy how much Vine is... I know it's gotten me a lot of different opportunities, and it's gotten her into, like, real movies.
Yeah.
With Nick Cage and William Dafoe.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
Because of mine.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. The whole thing, even, like, YouTube and stuff, how many people, like, you know, look, even Bieber's career started on YouTube and stuff. Like, it's just nuts that how many people can make it because of the internet.
Right.
You know, like, and it's like...
YouTube always felt so different, though, because it wasn't as social. Like, I would just put stuff up, and then, you know, people would see it. But with Vine, you're so social, because you're commenting and talking, and then you see each other's videos.
Yeah.
So Vine is a completely different thing for me.
Yeah, a little more community
intimate kind of
thing. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Social community.
Yeah.
Whereas YouTube, it's like...
And comments on YouTube are just all hate. Like, is
that's when I came to Vine and people were saying nice stuff. I was like, what is, like, nobody has said anything about me being fat yet. What is going on? Doesn't anybody want to say I'm fat and that I should die?
Right.
Because that's what you get on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. It's just nothing but people spewing hate on the behind their keyboard. it's crazy though. Like, I was thinking, like, there was something a while ago where on, like, Facebook, like, and it just the people, everybody bit on it hard, and it's like, and it just kind of reminded me, like you were saying about Chelsea, like the whole, like, I feel like people are out there trolling people now. It's like, or whatever, you know, they make all these, like, fake things that are, like, super believable, and everybody bites on them, like, you know, like you said, this was wrong with America, and, like...
That's what I consider myself a troll.
Yeah.
And that I make it... I mean, most people can look at it and say, that's ridiculous, that's not real.
Yeah.
But I like to make it blurry, the line blurry, sure. Like, is that real? Because there's some things that I talk about that people really say.
Yeah.
And... that stuff is ridiculous.
What was, you did something not, well, it was like, I remember watching, like, you were doing, like, an, Black Friday or whatever, you were, like, out, like, doing some kind of news report, like, in a, in front of the Target or something, or...
Was it the fat, the Target hates fat people, or the Black Friday Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I don't know, it was one, something like that, but it was like, but you were, it was like, you were, like, supposed to be on-scene reporter for some news. And
and those are my favorite.
Yeah.
That's, I put those news reporting videos on CNN iReport.
Yeah.
Which is all user-submitted.
Right.
So pretty much anybody can do it. But for some reason, CNN, I guess because I was getting a lot of hits, CNN producers, not CNN, CNN iReport producers then contacted me, like, you know, asking me questions about it. They finally figured out it was satire.
Yeah.
So they started to make footnotes. But, like, my videos on CNN iReport are verified by CNN iReport. They have a little stamp on them.
Yeah.
Which is called vetted, which is weird. But it's like, I'm presenting real information, but in a satirical way, sure. I guess.
Right.
And
wearing a neck brace.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to ask you some of these questions, some of our fans, some of your fans wrote
fans.
In. Yeah. Yeah, I put up on the Facebook and,
the Facebook program.
Yep. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things because either there's nothing, you know, somebody, there will be no questions. Or there will be, like, a lot, and then they usually end up just with a bunch of smart-ass comments, and it's always a lot of fun to read what all, especially with, you know.
So what did I get?
So, all right, here's a...
What kind of... Am I nothing,
you
or...
Got, I mean, you got... Well, you can tell that, like, some of them are leading towards something, and... So, speaking of Chelsea, she wrote, has becoming a worldwide sensation changed her as a person?
See, she's being smart alecky because we always talk about how people who are internet famous take themselves too seriously. And so we always talk about, like, people saying, like, oh, my fans. Like, these are your friends on the internet. They're not fans.
Right.
Like, I could never, I mean, I have a pretty big following on Vine, but I don't say, like, I have a bunch of fans. That makes me uncomfortable.
All right.
So the answer is no.
Yeah. No. I made a big deal out of it just because it's fun, but I hit 1,000 likes on my Facebook Rock Paper Podcast page a while ago, and I'm like, really, I know that that is nothing, you know, it's like, but it's, because, like, I post things on there, nobody cares, nobody, you know, I get very little activity on there for 1,000 people on it, you know what I'm saying, so I realize it's not a big deal, but I blew it up to be a big deal because it means a lot to me. But,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But
you're not sitting there like, yeah, I have all these fans and I'm pretty fucking amazing. I mean, those kind of people, and then they'll put their P.O. box address on there, like, send me gifts. Yeah. What? Who are you?
Who are you? Next one that asked, speaking of the Black Friday, where you were. where will you be camping out this year for Black Friday sales?
I think I replied to that and told her I'm not telling her my secret.
Yeah, you got secrets.
Because last year it was at the dollar store, and it turns out there weren't any Black Friday sales at the at the dollar store.
You're telling me everything's a dollar?
All the time, even on Black Friday?
My wife once, there was like a new phone. It's the Galaxy S6 or whatever. Target's going to have them for a penny.
Oh, my God. And, are you serious? You can wait in that mess?
So this is like Thanksgiving night. She wants to go, and I'm like, it's really a good deal, you know, to get a phone for a penny with your upgrade or whatever. But
she
like
is still a brave, brave soul.
Yeah. So speaking of all that, she did one a while, a couple years ago maybe. She went out for Black Friday, and there was like a shopping cart there, left it unattended, and there was like something, I forget now what it was, that was in that cart that she wanted, that was like on, and,
oh, shit.
And she's like looking around, like nobody's there, like this cart, left unattended and things. So she's like, I think she just grabbed it and took off. And
it's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. So she got it. And then like later that same night, which I'm hoping they're unrelated, but apparently like there was like a, you know, which happens every year, there's like a fist fight and somebody's fighting about something, and
she caused a huge ruckus.
So, but this guy gets arrested and going to jail on, you know, on Black Friday or whatever, or Thanksgiving or whatever. It's like, yeah, nothing like the holidays, like you know, going to jail for fighting over a big screen TV or
material
whatever.
Material goods.
Yeah.
Where the hell's Lexi?
Yeah, where's Lexi?
Lexi!
let's see. Some of the... trying to figure out a good one. Alright, Marcy asked, who is your idol in the comedy world?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Yeah. My idol? My all-time favorite comedian is Brian Regan.
Oh, man. Brian's great. I was,
and he doesn't ever have to say a bad word.
Oh,
ever.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I think there was a quote, like, he said, you know, somebody was asking him, like, why he doesn't curse, and he said that for every curse word, there's, like, 250 other words in the English language, so why would you limit yourself to...
He doesn't have to.
Seven words that you can't say. And,
his material is so great he doesn't have to.
Yeah, right, yeah. I was quoting him the other night that about being a stupid kid and things where he's like...
yellow he's, you know, one is the sun.
Yeah, he's like, I got five on the sun stare. And he's like, is this a good activity?
Because his mom would tell him to go outside and find an activity. Yeah. It's so relatable and so funny, though. I think it's just... He takes a normal situation and turns it into epicness.
Yeah, the whole Little League baseball, like, great! I'm going to get great! You know, so.
Hi! We were just asking about you.
Awesome!
This fella over here has said moons over my hammy like 75 times.
We're trying to get some Denny's sponsorship, so we're... We're trying to... If I keep saying moons over my hammy enough, maybe it'll happen.
I don't know, though, because that... It, now that I'm looking at it, doesn't look as delicious.
Really? Oh, I love it.
Are all the fries you have those weird three-part...
And then we have the seasoned fries.
Are those skinny?
Yes.
Okay. What I really want is a cheeseburger.
Okay. Single or double?
Single.
Okay. What kind of cheese?
Cheddar. What does it have? All the... Yes, how about that? And a side of mayo. And then the delicious seasoned fries.
Did you need mustard?
No. Ain't nobody got time for no mustard. unless you eating a hot dog, baby, and I ain't got no hot dog. Are you paused?
No. Can always edit our order out. Unless we want to get this sponsored by Denny's. I'll take the original Grand Slam with all sausage. Scrambled eggs, please. And Coke to drink. Yep.
I literally went viral last night on Facebook, and then my page got shut down.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we didn't put it on the show, but is that it? Anything else?
That's it. Are you getting a quesadilla?
Yeah.
What
did you
have? A Coke. I'm good. I just don't like when your ice melts so quickly. I don't know why. It's Denny's. It's weird.
Huh.
But you have Coke products, so I'm not going to complain.
Would you like an extra cup of ice?
You are so lovely.
I'll get these out of the way.
Thank you so much.
Would you like an extra water?
You want this too? No, I'll be alright with the...
You want some pumpkin pie?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or, I mean, ice.
All right. Well, got some food coming now. But yeah, anyway, I guess we've done about an hour. We'll look to wrap this bad boy up.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been awesome.
I appreciate you taking some time out to hang out with me, and it's been great getting to know you a little better. And
I feel honored that you asked me.
Yeah, always exciting. Got a lot going on. I mean, you might not think so, but I do. You're probably a little more modest about it, but I think it's exciting to see all the stuff happening. How many people get to hang out with Donnie Wahlberg and in his bed as Aunt Claudette? So.
True.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm probably the only one that's ever been in his bed with a neck brace.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. So. But yeah. But thank you so much. We got Twitter, The Neck Brace.
The Neck Brace.
Vine,
The White Trash Network, Periscope, Facebook. Watch me on Rock This Boat on the Pop Network, if you have it. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Instagram, of course, Libby Higgins, _.
So, see some of her crazy adventures in Carla and Aunt Claudette. Keep up with all your favorites. All right, well, thank you, Libby.
This has been
great, and I will see you soon.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.